Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav for Emsachim Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara in Amud Beis, towards the end of the page before the Mishnah, speaks about the pasuk that says Lo Yolin Leboiker Zevach Chag HaPesach. The Pesach cannot stay overnight, but it could come and be Nikrav, could be going to Mizbeach during the night. Says the Gemara, you must say that pasuk is speaking about a Pesach that fell on a Sunday, and Erev Pesach is a Shabbos. And therefore, the korbanos of Shabbos, you could be makriv, you could put it on the Mizbeach on Yom Tov. Because if it would be a weekday, then you could not put it on the Mizbeach that night. The Gemara says, you want to tell me the pasuk is speaking only in that scenario? Does that make sense? Says the Gemara, yes. Shavke lekro, leave the pasuk. The pasuk, so to speak, is forcing itself to say something which is a tchak. Even though that doesn't seem to be the simple pshat in the pasuk, but because the pasuk is forcing us to say that, we put into the pasuk something which doesn't seem to fit the pashup shot in the pasuk. Now this concept of shavke lekro, leave the pasuk, du dochik umukim anashay, the Maharal refers to in the Chidush HaGadol of Bava Basra, and also in Be'er HaGadol Be'er HaShlishi, and he tells us the concept is that sometimes the Torah gives us only a hint, only something which is not exactly what the pasuk means. When you look at the pasuk, it looks like it's talking about something else. But through what we have in front of us, we can figure out what the pasuk really means. That's what the Gemara is telling us over here. And the Maharal tells you, you should know that this concept is a yoisoid musod me'oid me'oid. It's a very big fundamental limud haTorah. That the Torah sometimes gives us only a little bit of a hint, only a little bit of words through that to figure out what the Torah really means. Now, this Maharal seems to fit very nicely with what the Netziv writes in his Akdoma. The Netziv in the Akdoma to HaMikdover says that the Torah is called Shira. It's called a song. Says the Netziv, what are the characteristics of a song? You know what it is? You sometimes say words in order to fit the song, to fit the rhymes, to fit the tune, even though the words are not exactly saying what you mean to say. It's saying one thing, but you're referring to something else. That's what a song is all about. Says the Netziv, the Torah is the same. Sometimes the Torah gives you some kind of remez, of a hint, and it really refers to something else. Like a song, which doesn't really mean what it says, but it refers to something deeper, the Torah sometimes refers to something deeper. Rabbi Cooperman connects this Netziv with the Ramban. The Ramban basically in two places. The famous Ramban, beginning of Chumash, tells us that really Chumash has several layers. Because the Chumash up there in Shemayim is Kulo Shmoi Sashakash Baruch Hu, all the names of Hashem. It's written with a black fire over a white fire. It's a different layer. The way the Torah appears to us is one layer of Torah, but really underneath this layer, there's several other layers and other depths to it. And therefore, the Torah sometimes writes one thing, but there's actually a remnant to something else. The second Ramban is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos and the Shurish HaSheni of the Rambam, who tells you should know that every time Chazal gives you a drosha from a pasuk, we have a din, ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi. The pasuk doesn't come out of the pshat. What does it mean? Says the Ramban, it doesn't say ein mikro ela pshutoi. The pasuk is only what the pasuk pshat is. But ein mikro yoytze midei pshutoi, meaning you have sometimes a hint in the pasuk to something else. It's not the simple understanding, but you could derive it from what the pasuk says. And this all comes back to this concept that we have in our Gemara. Sometimes the Torah, for reasons that we don't know, or maybe sometimes reasons they have to do with the drash, sometimes reasons they have to do with the sight of the Torah, needs to give us something which seems to say one thing. But we say, we look at the pasuk and based on other things that we know, we say, no, the pasuk really refers to something else. And even though it's not the pasuk shot in the pasuk, we have the remez from here to what it is. In our case, the Torah says that Erev Pesach, you leave the Pesach at night. We have to force ourselves to say, we talk about only the scenario of Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos. Why? Because shavki lekro du dochik umukim anavshei. Leave the pasuk. It can force itself to say something which is not exact because there's so many more layers to Torah. The Torah is really a shira. The Torah has much more to it. And therefore, sometimes the words don't really mean what they say. Now, the Maharal and the Netziv are not saying exact same thing Because the Maharal says that a few words can mean something else. The Netzi says that sometimes we're going to change the words because of what we want to refer to. As my father points out on the He'oros and Bera Goyle Bera Shlishi. But it's a similar Mahalach going into the fact that the Torah, what appears in our eyes, doesn't really mean exactly like the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.